Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3D-Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and this is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, March the 12th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside where all are welcome. Please step inside, make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time, back to the year 1922. If 1921 was about finding balance after the war, 1922 sees society picking up the pace with a vengeance. Imagine swirling skirts, the infectious Charleston beat, the clinking of glasses and dimly lit speakeasies. It's the jazz age in full swing. Despite prohibition, there's an undercurrent of rebellion as flappers bob their hair and dance to a new set of rules. At least in the cities, anyway. And it's not just the parties that are changing. Technology is transforming how we experience music. Radio is booming, with stations popping up like mushrooms. This means everyone now has access to the same hits, creating a whole new kind of national soundtrack. Suddenly, a catchy song can sweep the entire country. Radio didn't just spread existing music faster. It helped generate new hit songs, and even elevated some singers and musicians to superstar status. But not everyone is dancing to this modern tune. There's friction beneath the surface. Traditional values are being challenged. Women are pushing for more freedom, both socially and politically. And not everyone is thrilled about these changes, and it creates a tension that you can feel even in the songs of the time. It's a year of excitement, yes, but also a tug-of-war between old ways and a future that's rushing in fast. But here's where it gets really interesting. The music of 1922 is a reflection of the social and technological changes swirling around it. Remember that tension we mentioned before, between tradition and modernity? You can practically hear it in the music. Think about it. Jazz. That rebellious, playful, highly improvised style was becoming more and more popular. It was a sonic representation of a society breaking free from the structure and formality of the past. Instruments like the saxophone, with its bold, wailing sound, became a real star in jazz compositions. But this change didn't happen overnight. In 1922, you still have popular singers who are rooted in the older style, a reminder of the familiar and comforting. Singers like Von DeLith, known as the original Radio Girl, were masters of the sentimental ballad. She had this clear, sweet voice ideal for early radio broadcasts. Even when she sings traditional style songs like Some Sunny Day, you start to hear hints of that new energy and a yearning for something brighter after the darkness of the war, that was perhaps even lost during the war. The bottom line? 1922's music was like a fascinating conversation. It acknowledged the familiar, but also embraced the exciting possibilities of a changing world. So let's dive deeper with our first musical selection of the day. We're about to hear a song that truly embodies the spirit of 1922, Von DeLith's Some Sunny Day.
The time when I hurry right back to that cabin door, nevermore to run. on the Swanee River, back into that neck, and that red-headed hen, she'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day on that old choo-choo train, I'll travel back to my Alabama home again, my love and sweetie. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine the summer sunny day.
Now, before we get back to our musical time machine, I'd like to take a moment and tell you about a company that fuels my mornings, and could fuel yours too, Skeleton Brew Coffee. If you're a coffee lover, you know there's a world of difference between a mediocre cup of coffee and a truly exceptional one. Skeleton Brew is for those who believe coffee should be an experience. They're a small batch roastery, which means they only roast their beans after you place your order. It ensures that every bag you get is the absolute freshest it can be, definitely much fresher than those beans you can find at the grocery store. But it's not just freshness. Skeleton Brew sources only what they call specialty-grade beans. These are the finest, most flavorful beans from around the globe, and they have something for everyone. Rich dark roasts, smooth medium blends, bright light roasts, the choice is yours. And here's what makes Skeleton Brew extra special. They believe that a delicious cup of coffee can also contribute to something greater. That's why 10% of every single purchase you make goes towards supporting a fantastic nonprofit arts organization. So if you want to elevate your mornings and support the arts at the same time, be sure to check out Skeleton Brew Coffee. Their website is https://skeletonbrew.coffee. And remember, good coffee and good music go hand in hand. We cannot talk about 1922 without talking about radio. It's absolutely transforming how people experience music. Just a few short years back, if you wanted to hear a song, you went to a concert, you bought a record on an expensive phonograph machine, or you learned to play it yourself. Now all it took was a twist of the dial. Radio stations were springing up everywhere, and what they played was becoming increasingly important. People are discovering new music, new artists, all by sitting in their living rooms. It's creating a shared soundtrack. For the first time, folks in bustling New York and a farmer in Iowa might all be humming the same tune at the same time. And it's not just about access to music, it's about taste-making. Radio broadcasters decided what to play. A song that got a lot of airtime suddenly became a national sensation. Radio helped launch whole new genres and created stars practically overnight. Take Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, for example. This charismatic duo wasn't exactly a household name before radio came along, but their fun, vaudeville-style songs and banter were a perfect fit for the new medium. Their signature hit, In the Little Red Schoolhouse, became a sensation in 1922, thanks in no small part to radio play. Imagine families gathered around the crackling radio, chuckling along to their playful lyrics. Radio made Billy Jones and Ernest Hare national stars, really, really bringing out the power of this new technology. Our next song is a perfect example of this. While it may sound familiar today, in 1922 it was a hit, in no small part to radio. Let's listen and imagine that feeling of discovering a new favorite song crackle through the airwaves and settle into your imagination.
Sometimes I think I was a little fool.
You think you were or think you are?
Back in the days when I used to go to school.
Can you remember back that far?
When you were a kid, gee, how you hated.
What?
The little place where we were educated.
Although I didn't know it, I was lucky then.
I wish that I were back again
in the little red schoolhouse.
Me too.
With my book and slate.
Those were the happy days in the little red schoolhouse.
Oh, boy.
I was always late.
Yes, Bill, you were always. Do you remember when we were scholars in the days of yore?
Do I? How I'd stand right up there and holler, 2 and 2 is 3.
When we should have been learning.
Learning what?
About the golden rule.
We didn't want the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool.
That good old pool. When I was late, the teacher said, go bring your father right away.
You brought your dad, and after that, he came most every day.
Oh, dear, I want to be. In the little red schoolhouse, in the little red schoolhouse, with a book and sleigh. In the little red schoolhouse, we were always late. We long to be back there where we were scholars in the days of yore. How we stand right up there and holler, 2 and 2 are 3, when we should have been learning about the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool. Because I was so bad and acted like a clown.
You got a good licking and you couldn't sit down.
Oh, dear, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
10 o'clock, the spelling lesson's just begun. Johnny throws an ink ball just for fun. If the teacher's here with an awful spat, he stands around and says, who is that?
Pretty little Percy in the very front row lifts up his hand and says, teacher, I know.
Then little Johnny whispers to the teacher's pride, you just wait till I get you outside.
Johnny's told to stand up with his face to the wall. He says, I don't want her, and he tries to stall. If I stood up there, I'd take an awful stand. I got a great big hair in the seat of my trousers.
Teacher sends you home to wash your face and then.
You say, oh, what the use? It gets dirty again.
Oh, gee, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
With green shutters.
Do you love delving into the world of vintage entertainment just as much as I do? If the answer is yes, then I've got something special to share. You know, here at Blind Skeleton, we're all about uncovering those forgotten cultural gems. And that includes exploring the surprising connections between entertainment history and our favorite everyday things, just like coffee. Did you know that coffee has played a fascinating role in shaping the music, movies, and literature that we all love? Well, we've put together a fun guide we call the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee. It's filled with intriguing social stories about how coffee houses became hubs for artists, the influence of the humble coffee break had on the entertainment industry, and much more. And the best part is that this guide is absolutely free when you join the Blind Skeleton mailing list. That means you'll get even more behind-the-scenes treasures, fascinating facts, and musical goodies delivered straight to your inbox. To grab your free copy of The Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee and sign up for the mailing list, simply visit blindskeleton.one and look for the subscribe form. We'd love to welcome you into our community of vintage enthusiasts. Now let's get back to 1922. Prohibition was in full swing in 1922, but that did not mean the music stopped. In fact, a whole new musical scene was bubbling beneath the surface. Speakeasies, those hidden clubs serving illegal liquor, became the beating heart of the jazz age. They were rebellious, exciting, a little dangerous, and the music reflected that energy. Jazz bands thrived in this environment, the upbeat tempos and improvisational style mirroring the spirit of defiance. And even traditional music got a little twist in the speakeasy scene. Songs like Blue-Eyed Blues took a playful jab at Prohibition. Those slightly melancholic blues lyrics about someone longing for something can easily be interpreted as a wink and a nod toward a missing cocktail. Let's step back into the smoky, dimly lit world of a 1922 speakeasy and enjoy a tune that captures both the defiance and the sly humor of the time. Time flies when you're time traveling, and we have come to the end of our journey for the day. We've heard the changing rhythms of a society in flux, witnessed radio transform the musical landscape, and even stepped into a clandestine speakeasy. It was a year of contrasts, tradition versus new possibilities, a lingering tension, even within the exuberance of the time. The music of 1922 gives us a glimpse into a pivotal moment. Remember, every era has its own unique soundtrack. To continue your musical journey through history, be sure to check out the Blind Skeleton website at blindskeleton.one. We have articles, old-time recordings, and plenty of forgotten musical gems waiting to be rediscovered. Until next week, keep a song in your heart and a bit of vintage magic in your day.